there, welcome back to the Blissful Biz podcast. So I took a break for a few months, I think, but I'm back. I miss podcasting. I missed sharing my voice with you this way. I miss the consistency, the routine it gave to my life to commit to really share an episode with you every week. So I'm back. So this is episode 183, and it's a little bit of a personal one because I was just reflecting about my life the last 12 months. There's so much has happened. So 1 year ago, I think today, pretty much like this week, 1 year ago, when I'm recording this, I left Hamburg in Germany. And so as you might know, I'm now living in Mallorca in Spain. So much has happened. So much has happened. And I'm super grateful for where I am now. And really, really happy. But looking back, it wasn't always a straightforward, easy journey. I mean, as you probably can imagine. So, and of course, that influences how I'm running my business, things that happened that year, things that I've changed this year in my business and how I do things, how I run my business. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that. You might be in a similar situation, or you might not be. You might be very happy with where you are, with no plans to move. But one of the biggest motivation for me when I started my business was to have the freedom to be able to work from anywhere, to be my own boss, to have that emotional freedom, and to have that financial freedom. And I still love running an online business. I can't imagine going back to being employed by somebody else, but to having to be in an office, or like you might be teaching yoga, to have to be in a yoga studio. And of course, I also have appointments and times that I have to keep, like when I have a call with my clients. But mostly I can make my own hours. So for example, I don't open up my calendar for people to book a call with me at 9 a.m. on a Monday, for example, right? So I might still start to work at 9 a.m. on a Monday, but I don't have to. And that's like that kind of freedom is what I mean and what I crave and what I'm so grateful for, to have that in my business, that I can decide to take an afternoon off when I'm not feeling well. I can decide to work on a Sunday when it's raining and I have nothing better to do and I feel inspired, right? Of course, I have more flexibility here because I don't have family life with children or a partner. So I just have to make myself and my dog happy. But I think it's something that a lot of us really crave, to have that kind of freedom. And I'm here to help you get that. This is like what drives me on. This is my dharma, to really help you build an online business that gives you this kind of emotional and financial freedom. This is really, I'm an open book with my students. This is what I'm sharing, really how I set up my business, my structures, my office suite, and how you can create something not the same, right? But also how you can build up your business on your terms to reach the results that you want and deserve, like what's important to you for your lifestyle. This is a work we do in the mentorship, my high ticket program. So it's a 12-month program where you learn basically how to set up your business, your offers, at what price points, how to create and launch an online course, how to grow your audience, how to create like marketing systems and strategies, how to nail your niche, all the things. We work together for 12 months. You get one-on-one one course every month. You get like a full curriculum with step-by-step trainings, a community with other yoga teachers and wellness professionals. You get like personal feedback of your work every week, weekly Q&A calls. It's a really amazing business building program. It's high ticket, right? So you can learn more about it when you go to my website, susannereike.com/mentorship. And then you can send in an application if you think this is exactly what I want, this is what I need. And then we can have a chat and, you know, like talk about it, if it's really a good fit for you right now, if I can support you. And it's open right now. I think I have 3 spots open. So when you're really interested, don't sit on that, but get in touch. And when you feel that's a little bit too much, I'm not really ready for that, that's totally fine. I also have a membership, The Hive, where you can join for just $49 per month. That's US dollars, and VAT may be added where applicable. And in The Hive, you also get trainings. Yeah, there's a brand new training every single month. We have QA calls every month, plus like a library of trainings on things like how to nail your niche, your brand message, how to grow your audience, how to grow your email list, all those things. It's really a fun community. Check it out. Give it a try. I promise everything that you get in there, plus like bonuses worth thousands of dollars, is worth a lot more than $49 per month. And you can cancel at any time. So you can go to susannereike.com/hive. This is what I'm selling right now. Those two things, right? So it took a little bit of back and forth for me to get there. And I think it really was like all the traveling, everything coming together, trying to build a business at the same time as trying to build a life in a new country, learning a new language, trying to meet new friends, building a community. It's been a lot, right? It's been a lot this last year. Oh my God, I think 1 year ago, I already had the mentorship. I called it the Blissful Biz Incubator back then. It's pretty much the same program, just a different name and a little bit of a different positioning and how I feel about it. It's different as well. But 1 year ago, right, so how did I end up in Spain? How did I organize my move? How did I plan it? How did it work out? The first step was that I sublet my apartment, my rental in Hamburg, to a woman who was already living in my building, and she needed a slightly bigger place because she had a baby. And she's actually now living like in my old apartment. She took over the rent, the lease, right? And yes, so I packed up my camper van 1 year ago, and I wanted to move to Portugal. That was my original plan, to move to Portugal, to the Cascais area, to find my place where I wanted to live. But when I arrived there, you know, like traveling slowly, so it took a few weeks, and arrived in Portugal, and it was beautiful. It's such a beautiful country. All those beaches, they are so stunning, the Atlantic coast, but it didn't feel right. Nothing felt right. And I was a bit lost, right? So I was also grieving for my mother who died last summer. It was raining a lot. The weather really sucked. So not really Portugal's fault, but I really wasn't in the best place. I rented an Airbnb in Ericeira, which is a small surfer town, maybe 1 hour north of Lisbon. I rented that for a month because it was raining so much. And it gets really tiring living in a van when it's raining all the time and you have a dog. And I wanted to see if I would like it, right? If I would like that small town, if it was for me. And turned out it wasn't for me. It was really not my vibe at all, especially in the winter. And I'm not surfing, and it didn't feel right. So And I drove really around all over Portugal. I drove to the Algarve. I didn't really spend so much time in the north because I knew that I didn't really want to live in the north. So I spent some time in Cascais, in Algezur around there, in the Algarve. And yeah, suddenly it was really, I was struggling because it felt like I didn't see anything that I really liked. And when I looked at real estate listings, I didn't see anything that I liked that was also affordable. Cascais area was crazy overpriced. It was also very built up, I thought, like impossible to really walk around. You needed a car to go anywhere. So I was really not happy. And then I went and I think I was also not happy because I just had this idea in my head that I have to find my place to live. And when I want that, I want to find my place to live. I want to start like moving, decorating, make my home. I want it right away, right? So you might relate to that. I was just like, I want it now. I want it today. And I had to let go of that. I had to surrender. I had to consciously let go of that, accept that, okay, maybe it's not so easy and that's fine. Just enjoy your life. Just travel around slowly, work a little bit, you know, like, so find your balance doing what you do in that moment, in the present. I had to bring myself back to the present moment, to surrender really, to be guided, that the right place would show up. And it did, obviously, right? So so I was at that place. I went to Madrid over Christmas to visit my sister. And she actually brought up Mallorca. She said, why don't you move there? It's beautiful. It's very international. You have an international community. It's really easy to travel anywhere, much easier than Portugal. Because there's so many flight connections. So even though it's an island, it feels like very connected to the rest of Europe. And I was like, yeah, actually, why not? Because I haven't really been to Mallorca a lot. I'm not one of those Germans who traveled there a lot. It was a long time ago that I've been there, maybe only like 3 times in my life. But it already came up in some meditations, like years ago. And so I was like, yeah, we'll check it out. And so I just had a look on Airbnb because January in Mallorca is really cold. You don't want to live in a van. And there's also no infrastructure really for camping. There are no camping caravan parks or camping grounds or anything like that. So yeah, I found the perfect, most beautiful Airbnb, like a room in a house in Valldemossa, the most beautiful village in a small town in Mallorca, and it was affordable. It was like, oh my, it was so beautiful. So I booked the car ferry, I booked that Airbnb, and I arrived in the middle of January of 2023. And I fell in love with Valldemossa, with the landscape there of the Tramuntana Mountains, with Mallorca right away. Like when I drove there, I was like, oh my God. When I drove up there, the hills to Valldemossa, I was like, oh my God, this is it. This is it. I don't even care about anything else. It was so gorgeous. And even it was raining a lot. It was winter. It was cold relatively. But as soon as the sun was shining, it's beautiful, right? So it's not like winter in the north of Europe. You still have like seasons, and I like that. I really like that. Also like the rain, like walking around that gorgeous medieval small town in the early mornings or in the evenings with a little bit of drizzle, and you're walking like right, it's like right out a scene out of Game of Thrones. It's so medieval, it's so gorgeous, and it was such a privilege to live there. So in February, I started looking for a place in Mallorca to rent. I was like, okay, I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to look for a place to rent. There's a little bit of back and forth. Should I travel back to Germany first for the summer and then really like organize my move? I'm like terminate my lease there, put all my things in storage, and then find a place to rent in Spain, in Mallorca, or, you know, like a little bit back and forth. But I decided, yeah, I don't know, I want to look right now. Maybe the right place shows up. And actually January, February is the perfect time of the year to look for a place to rent on Mallorca before all the people come back for the summer, right? There's not so much competition. And because not so many people are on the island in the winter. And yeah, and what can I say? Just like a few weeks later, I think I looked maybe like 2 weeks, I found the most amazing place in Pollença, a small town in the north of the island. And it just flowed to me. It was so amazing. I got in touch with a real estate agent about a different apartment. And then she was saying, okay, that's not available anymore, but I have another place and it's even nicer and you really should have a look at it. And I was like, yeah, but it's furnished. And I'm not really looking for a furnished place. Yeah, but it's really nice. And then she showed it to me in WhatsApp. So like, I'm driving there right now. I'm going to show it to you. So she sent me some videos on WhatsApp. Like, oh my God, yeah, okay, I'm coming tomorrow. So I went there the next day and then already sent her some information about me via email. So she told the owner and he was there then as well, right? When I looked at the apartment, he was there, I met him and his partner. And yeah, and it was like a fit right away. I was like, okay, I'm going to take it, right? And I said yes right away. They said yes right away. I signed the contract and then I moved in March 1st, 1 year, March 1st of 2023. So it really feels like the universe aligned. It did, right? So I was so happy. And it felt so right. It was so easy to go all in. To sign a year-long rental contract. I 100% trusted my intuition here. It felt I knew that I was in the right place. I just knew. And so I started decorating, got some things, and also dove into work in March. I love living in a camper van and I really managed to get a lot of things done to run my business while traveling in a camper van. But it's not super easy, really, because you always have to look for internet. And so it wasn't really the right, like when I was traveling, I wasn't really able to grow a lot. So I dove into creating new things, creating new trainings, launching, offering events, free masterclasses in March. And I think March was actually the best month of the year in my business, revenue-wise. So it felt really like, it felt like it was tiring because I was working a lot, but it felt really aligned. And I was really so happy and in a good place. And then in May, I drove to Hamburg in my camper van to, you know, like, organize my move. I still had a lot of stuff in my apartment there and I had to officially terminate my lease. And so also a ton of other paperwork that comes up when you move countries and, you know, like insurance and things and taxes and car and blah. So I've handled all that and it's been a busy few weeks. And then I was back on the road on my way to my new home in Mallorca, where I arrived in the middle of July. So I've been gone for 2 months, where I haven't really worked a lot those 2 months. And after that high in spring, it was like a little bit, oh my God, suddenly like my revenue was really down. It was a really, really slow summer. And maybe I also realized that I was tired. It's been a lot, like emotionally, it's a lot. And even when it's like positive stress and you're excited, those excitement for the body is the same as negative stress, as burnout. It's the same bodily, physical reactions. And so I realized that, you know, like I'm not in my 20s or 30s anymore. It's like when I moved back then, when I moved to London, it was like, oh, yeah, it was like only excitement and craziness and fun and you like. And now it's like, oh, okay, maybe I really have to manage my energy as well. And so I was a little bit stressed because of revenue and where I wanted to go. And but also, you're like, the great thing about traveling is you have a lot of time to think about things. Like when I was on the road or driving, and I realized that all those new stuff that I created, and like I was going like so fast in the spring, it wasn't all feeling 100% aligned with where I wanted my business to go, how I really wanted to work, what I wanted my work week, my days to look like anymore, maybe. So there are a few things that changed. And so, so I listened to that voice. So I used those insights and restructured things in my business. And I launched The Hive and I relaunched the Blissful Biz Incubator into the mentorship, which I'm capping right now at 25 people max, so I can really support my students 100% and be there for you. And that feels really aligned now, where I am, like with my office suite, with who I'm working with, what I'm helping and supporting my students with. I did some changes with my team. I stopped podcasting for a while to try out different things. If I really like, because I felt a little bit in a rut and I really wanted to see, where's this all going, right? This is important that you take time for things like that. So it's easy to see, think like, oh, she's doing this and this is what works and this is the only plan and this is the roadmap to follow. When it doesn't really feel aligned, and to stop listening to your own voice, right? So, does this really work? Is this really the messaging? Is this really what I want to put out there? And sometimes we need some back and forth there. And I don't think we ever feel like we have it perfectly figured out. I don't know any entrepreneur, even when they're crazy successful, that feels like he or she has it perfectly figured out. Yeah, you might feel really good with your offers and your marketing strategy, like everything is in place, but then there's something else that you probably still feel like, oh, there's some work to be done. And you should feel excited about your offers. Like everything that you sell, you should feel really excited about it, or you have to change it, because otherwise it's not going to sell well, obviously, right? So I think it's fine that things are changing. I also think that as a business coach, it's part of my job to experiment, to try out different things, to pivot in my business and not sell you the strategies that have been working like 5 years ago. Because it might look very differently when you are starting to build your business right now. It's a different situation. It's a different environment. And so that's part of my job. So I'm always going to be pivoting, experimenting, trying out things and sharing that with my students, what works and what doesn't work. And that's where I am right now. So that's like that summer. It was kind of tough getting everything here. And then September really felt like things got a different momentum. So things really got momentum. My business was suddenly felt much more aligned, was thriving again. I started twice weekly Spanish lessons. I found a Pilates studio I like. I met new people. I made new friends. So everything's falling in place. And I sold my camper van, which was a little bit sad, but not as sad as I thought it would be, actually. So I sold it because for now I feel I'm done with van life. I feel I've done it. Like I've been traveling 45,000 kilometers in 2 years and probably spent like 10 to 12 months in my van on the road. So I feel I've done it. And right now I can't really imagine myself going on a really like longer trip here in Mallorca. You know, it's just like takes me 1 hour to drive home from anywhere on the island. So I don't really need a camper van to spend the night somewhere. And I would have to take the ferry, which is always like a long trip, to the mainland for longer trips. So I feel like it's not really the time for that right now. I just want to settle here. And it's an expensive hobby just to let it like park on the road somewhere, right? It's an expensive car for that. So it was the right decision to sell it. And I got a small Fiat Cinquecento instead. I have much more fun driving around in that small car on the island. I registered my business here in Spain, you know, got bank accounts, insurances, all those things, all those little things that you need to make a life. And now we are in October. Now we are in October, 1 year later. And yeah, I just know deep in my soul that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, that I'm in the right place. I'm so happy to be living here on this beautiful island and to have this business that supports me, that I build up from scratch. I mean, you know, still super proud of that. I think if you're doing that as well, celebrate yourself. Celebrate everything that you've accomplished already. So I'm doing that. I'm doing that this month right now. Right now I'm realizing I really have to celebrate everything that I've accomplished. And I'm excited to co-create with you like what's ahead. I'm really excited for what's ahead. To grow my business, to help you grow your business, to grow together, to make a life on our terms, right? So if you are here for that, I hope you're going to continue listening to the Blissful Biz podcast. And yes, I hope you like this show, subscribe to it if you haven't done that yet. Go to my website, susannereicher.com, check out how to work with me, and get in touch when you have any questions, right? So again, email me at hello@susannereicher.com. You can also DM me on Instagram. I'm Susanne Reicher there as well. I would love to hear from you, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Hey there, interrupting for a short announcement. I'm hosting a virtual bootcamp to help you kickstart your online business from May 6th to May 10th, and I would love to see you there. It's the Make Your First or Next $5,000 online bootcamp, and you can save your spot for this free virtual event when you go to my website, susannereicher.com/bootcamp. That's susannereicher.com/bootcamp. I'm going to go live every day from Monday to Friday with a live training on how to elevate your vision, choose your profitable niche, amplify your content, nail down your signature offer to make your first or next $5,000. I can't believe how freaking fun, valuable, and powerful this virtual event is going to be. You'll get 5 live stream trainings, all of the recordings in case you can't make it live or need to leave early, access to my new community, the Midlife Biz Hive, including tons of additional trainings for you to dive in, the chance to ask any questions in our calls or in the community. It'll be amazing. This event is a real game changer, whether you're just starting out or you've been at it for a while, but feeling a bit stuck around the maybe $2,000 to $3,000 monthly mark. If you're eager for more and ready to figure out the online business puzzle, this is the perfect place to kickstart your journey to bigger and better results.